Mark Lanson says what makes Neo Camerata unusual is that it's classical, but with a twist.
It brings it into a language that is more updated for today. A lot of times we hear pop harmonies, we hear various different types of rhythms, rhythmic patterns that they didn't have available back in the 19th century when those guys were writing. It's sort of like a melding of popular music of today with classical craft.
As did the Unusual Place, on Saturday night they're planning on getting down, way down, like 100 feet under the ground.
That's right, exactly. The Day Without a Name. This place, if you haven't been there, it is such an amazing place to take in a concert. It is definitely a one-of-a-kind experience.
If you've not experienced music performed in a living cave, it's like hearing it nowhere else.
You've got a very large concert room in this cave. I know that they've had about 200 people in there. The natural beauty of the cave is incredible.
The Dallas-based group got some of its first attention in an atypical place.
We would go out to a rock club, and we would play rock club open mics with classical music. And there would be 10 people in the bar when we would start playing the string quartet. And by the end of 20 minutes, there were 75 people in the bar.
Saturday's cave performance features violin, viola, cello, and piano. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.